Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, as well joining me. You can ask the AD. You can hashtag ask the AD on a Twitter account. Get it over to us. We'll see it there. Plus, you can commercial tire text us at 424-9300. Kurt, I was looking at stories across the country and FBS football teams, Power 5 schools specifically, and elite ones at that, are getting a little more scrutiny now, even in their conferences, ACC and SEC, not ACC more, Clemson versus Georgia Tech. You know, how the numbers of people on a staff can vary from one school to another. They're all controlled to 10 coaches and 4 graduate assistants. But it's when we get into the quality control people, the recruiting people, or how else, the operations people, that there becomes a no-limit situation. So how has the Boise State football department personnel group shrunk or grown over the last couple of coaching staffs, or is it fairly stable?
Well, it's certainly grown. I think since Harsh came, it's grown a little, and he's actually cut back a little bit. So it's been pretty, I think, on average, the same as kind of when he got here. You know, for us, you have your coaches and your graduate assistants, and then, you know, you're talking about people wanting to put limits and all that on it. I would probably say that tends to be more on the Power 5 conferences because those people can afford more people.
Right.
You know, for me, in terms of limits, it's about, you can either afford it or you can't afford it. So if we can have, 100 people working in that building, because the NC2A passes some type of legislation that says it's okay, that doesn't mean we're going to go hire 100 people. I mean, we either have the money to do it or we don't. And so we have a budget we need to stick to. Brian has a salary pool that he can work with, and he's moved that around a lot since he got here. But he hasn't gone over what, that budget for those salaries is. So, like one year he might have 4 guys in ops, and then the next year you might have 2, the next year you might have 6. So he has the ability to move that money around as long as he stays within that budget number. And I think as time goes by and he's coached here a little bit longer, he gets every year a much better feel about how his staff needs to be set up in order for them to be successful. But in terms of just spreading that money out and getting the right people in the right places and on the right seats on the bus, I think he's getting to the point where he's feeling pretty good about it.
What about comparatively speaking with the Mountain West Conference in terms of football budgets? Would Boise State still, be in that ballpark? Because I think you almost have to subtract scholarships. The California schools, sometimes that scholarship number pushes their budget higher, right?
Yeah.
Because
a
scholarship at San Diego State and San Jose State and Fresno State costs more, per se,
right,
California system, than what a budget for scholarships would cost at Boise State. I don't know if...
It's pretty similar, actually, in the CSU or in the Cal State system there.
Huh.
The number is actually fairly close, and so it's not a lot more. Now, where you have a little bit more there is your cost of living. It's just more expensive to live there, so... we talk about cost of attendance. That comes into play when you start doing those kinds of things. So we are, when you compare our football budget to the rest of the Mountain West, we're without a doubt either one or two. And so we've got at least the same resources as the other schools do, and probably in a lot of areas more. And so when we compare Boise State to the rest of the conference, I feel really good about where our football program stands in terms of resources. But Brian has to, and his staff, they've got to manage, who does what for how much. And, if he wants to pay one guy a lot of money and another guy not so much money, that's up to him as long as he stays within that number.
Are they still paying attention to how they're stacking up with either Mountain West schools or maybe even, and I would hope they're not, but if you're going to start looking at Power 12, Pac-12 school, Power 5, Pac-12 schools, and start comparing budgets and all that, and bring that into the athletic director, we need a fundraising campaign. We got to keep up with all that. I would think even they figured it out by now. That game's about done. Because there was a time we were playing that game,
right,
with
yeah.
coordinator pay,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, first of all, it comes down to recruiting. Okay, that's at the end of the day, that is what it's all about. Now, once those guys are here, they've got a game plan and put all that together. But it comes down to recruiting. So very rarely does Brian come in and go, hey, we need this so that we can out-recruit someone in our conference.
Right.
It's usually someone else that's in the region. Maybe it's a Washington State or an Oregon State or an Arizona State or, someone like that. And so when he's comparing it with me, it's not about how we compare to the teams in our conference. It's usually him saying, hey, we're trying to go get a high end player and we're competing against that. Doesn't mean there's not other Mountain West schools trying to get that kid, but you know, usually it's maybe two or three schools in our conference and then it's three or four schools in the Pac-12, you know, all out west here, usually mm-hmm. a California kid. That's who in their eyes they're recruiting against. Mm-hmm. And so the comparison a lot of times isn't between Boise State and New Mexico. It's Boise State and Washington State. And mm-hmm. what are they doing and what are they offering to those kids? And that's a really hard balancing act because I get his request and I understand why he's asking it, but I've also got to say, you know, we're not in a position to compare our budget to, you know, Arizona or Oregon or yeah, I mean, there's none of them. And so we got to balance that. And I really try to do whatever we can to help them out. I want them to be successful, but there's also a point where, you know, like I said before, we can only afford what we can afford and we're trying to stay within our means and do the best we can with what we have.
You mentioned Coach Harsin has kind of consolidated it a little bit in terms of the, you know, allocation of the staff. How often is there movement in the allocation of the staff throughout college football for those not familiar with the back end, if you will, of a coaching staff? How much is there volatility within it?
You mean in terms of how much everybody makes or
in terms of just movement of personnel? You said in the consolidation, maybe perhaps a smaller group. How often is there movement within the back end of staff?
I think there's movement. There's, well, you know, we've lost some guys this year. So we've had to replace some of our staff, obviously, but I think every year this staff comes together, evaluates the season and says, okay, you know, we really need to get better in this area. So maybe we're going to move this guy over here and bring someone in new or whatever it might be. It's kind of like the business 101. You know, you as a manager, you've got to figure out who's on the bus and then you got to figure out what's the best seat for them to be in. And I think that that's just an evaluation that head coach does every year, much like a company. You know, you kind of evaluate it after the year and you say, hey, we got to move some people around. Or maybe this person isn't what we thought they were and we're either going to move them or we're going to find someone else to do it. And so I think that's just that's an annual evaluation of the program that he goes through and decides what's best for the upcoming year.
Do you think that they will get to limits with those Power 5 schools? Maybe not SEC where that'll never happen. They're crazy. But the ACC was a decent example, I thought. Maybe even the Big Ten could get there. Where ADs are starting to come up, that where's this going to stop, guys? Are we going to stop this?
I think ADs are already saying that. I think presidents are already saying that. And I think that TV has had such a dramatic impact on that, that if they continue to keep giving more money, those schools are going to spend it. That just is what it is. And so it's when it comes down to legislation, most of the time legislation and its changes in the NCAA, at least over the last two or three years, has basically been, we're going to let you do what you want to do. If they keep doing that, you're already seeing schools across the country going, oh my goodness, they just opened the door to that. Well, that school can afford that. You know, Boise State can't. So we got to find another way to do it. We got to mm-hmm. work harder. We got to work smarter. We got to do all these things because we don't have those resources to keep up with the changes in that legislation. And that when they make those changes, like I said before, that just draws a bigger line in the sand between the guys that have it and the guys that don't. And, you know, that's frustrating and that's hard for us. We are really, really impacted by some of those things. Cost of attendance is a great example. Cost us $1 million. We didn't make that decision, but in terms of recruiting, you know, what do you do? Everyone else can do it. Everyone's offering it. Everyone else is paying for it. We can't just sit back and go, well, you know, Harsh, when you're out talking to da-da-da-da from Southern California and, you know, whatever, the guy down the street's offering X and you don't have it, you're kind of going, hey, you know, we can't give that to you, but this is still a great place. That makes it hard on them. So when legislation changes like that, it certainly affects probably 80% of the schools in the country, and the 20% that it doesn't impact are the ones that can afford it. So I just see that as the line in the sand being drawn wider and wider between kind of that Power 5 level and, you know, the level that we're at right now.
So speaking of the cost of attendance number, I know that is recalculated on an annual basis, mm-hmm. isn't it? When is that due to be readdressed? Because I know the last time it was publicized and discussed, which was the first time the number was offered,
yeah.
Boise State was inordinately high compared to any school in the country, let alone the Mountain West. Yeah.
they made some adjustments, and so that cost is actually going to be a little lower now. So, but our room and board at Boise State went up. So, you know, even though we were able to subtract a little bit, at the end of the day, we're still going to try to provide the kids with the same amount. It's just going to kind of look different in a formula. So that can fluctuate depending on how financial aid figures that out. And at least in our case, that cost of attendance number won't be as high as it was in the first year.
In terms of what you are paying. And I think it was $5,400, something. I thought it was in that range.
For the full cost to someone who's on a full ride, it was $457 a month times 12 months. So whatever that math is, $5,200.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt, thank you very much.
All right, fellas, appreciate you having me.